Coming up this week in the Triton Spotlight, we're chatting UC San Diego softball with Dina Peterson. The Bay Area native tells us her Triton story, and we find out about her unique major. Dina reflects on her career from coming in as a first year during the height of the pandemic to senior day, which is later this week. What will she miss the most? What's going through her mind when she's running the bases? Well, you'll find out in this week's Triton Spotlight. Plus, we'll put Dina in the hot seat in our popular Quick Pick segment. All that and more comes your way in a moment when we sit down with softball's Dina Peterson in this week's Triton Spotlight. Welcome to episode 95 of TritonCast, the podcast for UC San Diego Athletics. I'm Jeff Turiel. Whether you found us on UCSDTritons.com or on your favorite podcast platform, we're so happy you've tuned in this week. Before we get to this week's Triton Spotlight, let's go around campus. Award season is certainly upon us. We'll start in the gym, as Anthony Scherfan from men's volleyball was named All-America Honorable Mention by the AVCA. Congrats to Davis McDowell from golf, as he earned his third All-Big West honor. This time, he was named to the All-Conference second team. Four from men's tennis earned All-Big West accolades. Freshman Carson Lee was named to the second team. Sophomore Diogo Tinoco was All-Big West Honorable Mention. And the doubles tandem of Palayo Rodriguez and Zach Pelishude were honored as a doubles pair. And you can read that story and learn more about all of these accolades on UCSDTritons.com. How about second-year Triton Sammy Woodward, who was named a Triton Student Employee of the Year, one of 12 honorees across campus out of over 6,000 student employees at UCSD. Sammy works with us in athletic communications, and she is a certified superstar. Finally, three from women's water polo were named All Big West. Junior Kendall Thomas was named to the first team, and Caroline Crystal and goalie Lexi Stahl were selected to the second team. Congrats to all of these honorees. Now it's on to this week's Triton Spotlight. Here's our conversation with fourth-year Triton, Dina Peterson, from the softball team. Dina, let's start with your softball journey. How old were you when you started playing softball? Or I guess it would have been t-ball at that point.
Yeah, so I started playing t-ball when I was around 5 years old, and I played t-ball for about like a year or two until I was old enough to join an organized softball league, where I joined Sunnyvale Girls Softball League and played rec softball from when I was about 7 years old to about 12 years old. So that's really where it all started. And from then on, I joined a more competitive travel ball team, and that's where my recruiting journey started getting going.
When you started with t-ball, were you like hitting it and running towards third base, like doing that kind of thing too?
Yeah. That was definitely a fun experimental stage of my journey, where I was one of only two girls on the team. And at that point, I just wanted to be better than all the boys my age and faster, but I really didn't know what I was doing. So that was a fun time.
It seems like maybe you saw it as a challenge, but was that hard at times, being one of two girls on a boys team, being 5 years old or whatever?
Yeah, at the time it was, you know, when you're young, there's that like gender distinction, especially in sports. And I was always very competitive growing up. So I just found that as like a new way that I could find like a competitive aspect to t-ball. So that was fun.
What positions did you play? I guess I don't know if they really even have positions at that age, but.
Yeah, I think at that point I pretty much played all the positions, but I did play most positions growing up. I think that's how it typically goes. So I was a pitcher and a catcher for a while, and they just rotate you in circles like once an inning.
A pitcher meaning someone who stands there, but not, you weren't actually pitching to a tee.
Yeah, totally. A pitcher who doesn't actually pitch the ball, but just fields the position, basically.
And was five-year-old Dina, were you playing other sports then too?
Yeah, so when I was young, I grew up playing tons of sports. I played soccer, gymnastics, I swam. And as I got a little bit older, I also played volleyball and track.
Got it. And what was it about ultimately softball that made you steer in that direction?
I think softball was something that I had roots in my family growing up. So my dad had played baseball, as well as some of my like more distant relatives. And so he was a very big part of my journey. He helped coach me. He knew a lot about the game. And so I think I had more of a natural apt to softball. And because of that, I just fell in love with it. And like, it just took off from there.
Were you good right away? Relative to your peers?
Yeah, I think I did develop quickly when I was young. And I like, remember, I like would beat the older kids in like the home to home races. And I would like actually complete plays when at that age, like that didn't really happen. So I started developing faster than some others around me at the time.
And since you began when you were playing T-ball, you were a co-ed team, I guess we would call that. So was there any, as you aged, was there any thought of trying to play baseball, or was it, you're a girl, you go this way and play softball for you?
Yeah, the thought of playing baseball was always something that was in the back of my mind and it was of interest to me. But I did play softball through a lot of my developmental years. And so I became like very used to it. And by the time that I had kind of revisited that thought, I was a lot older and the boys my age were a lot more developed as well. So at that point, it wasn't quite reality, but it definitely was a thought that I had.
And as you continued to play softball, where did you focus defensively, or where did you find yourself playing in the field?
Yeah, I started pitching for a while. So that was, I think everyone has a good pitching phase in softball. So I took lessons and I had a lot of fun. And then I actually started like beaning way too many batters. Like I would hit all of them to the point where it wasn't quite working out. So that was the retirement of my pitching career. And then
get in your own head?
I don't know what it was. I think I just didn't quite have the mechanics. I don't know if I quite have the mental capacity to be a pitcher. Being a pitcher is very mentally draining. And I don't think I was focused enough at the time. But yeah, so after that, I started playing outfield, infield. I was a catcher for a little while, but that was pretty short-lived.
If you got to choose today, where do you want to play?
That's a very tough question. I would pick middle infield. Yeah. I don't know. That's challenging because I've played multiple positions throughout my career, even here at UCSD. And I've learned to like fall in love with different aspects of it and kind of appreciate being able to contribute to the team in different ways. So it's hard for me to pick just one, but I would probably say middle infield if I did.
But does that make you maybe a more well-rounded or a better player, getting to see the game develop from different parts of the field?
Yeah, I always felt that playing different positions gave me a new appreciation for my teammates and different parts of the game. So I think that it gave me a better understanding of how to play my position better, understanding those around me and what they were doing, what they had going on in their position. So I think that really helped me be a more well-rounded player and have a higher softball IQ in that sense.
And what about on the bases? When you're running the bases, what are you thinking about?
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, I don't know. I'm very competitive on the bases. I like to run a lot. So not a whole lot is going through my mind, but I do like to think that I have like a dog mentality. Like I want to cause chaos on the bases. So really just trying to pick up on any little weakness they might have in their defense and how I can take advantage of that.
And here collegiately, how does that develop over a series, right? So you're playing three games against other teams in most cases, or certainly within the Big West. And so from game one to game three, seeing what the other team's left fielder and how they run in on a ball, those kinds of things, how does that change, or how do you adjust your approach when you're on the bases based on what you've seen, you know, maybe yesterday or earlier today?
Yeah. So like you said, as you go through a series, you learn more about the other team and they learn more about you. So vice versa. And so becoming aware of like like you said, things that have happened and like what the other team is more apt to doing definitely plays a factor in like decision making on the bases. So at times you have to dial back like aggressiveness on the bases, but on the other side, you can also pick up on weaknesses throughout the series and then take advantage of them later on.
Let's go back to your high school time. So you're in the Bay Area. How did you end up choosing UC San Diego, or what was the recruitment process like for you?
Yeah, so my recruitment process started my sophomore year of high school, and UC San Diego was actually like the first school to show interest in me. And so that definitely played a big part in my decision to come here. There was a like early pressure applied in my recruiting journey, and I always did love San Diego. Like my grandma's from El Centro, and I had visited down here with my family a few times. And yeah, I love the area. I think the school's like a great balance of academics and sports. So there was a lot of things that drew me to San Diego, but the initial contact with the, in terms of recruiting, was a big factor to bring me here.
We're chatting with Dina Peterson from Triton Softball this week on Triton Cast. So as you're going through the recruiting process and ultimately you choose to come to UC San Diego, then this thing, the pandemic, happens. So how did that throw a wrench into things for you?
Yeah, that was a very stressful time for many reasons, but especially considering it was entering my first year of college, I had many expectations coming into college and a lot that was unknown. So having my coaches kind of like keep in contact with me and saying like, our season just got canceled, this is what's going on, we still want you guys to come down in the fall, it was a lot to handle mentally and prepare for. So that was a stressful time. But once I got to campus, a lot of the worries and anxieties were eased. And it was nice because I had my team as a community, as well as the coaches. So navigating through the crazy COVID times was a little bit better down here at school with my friends and my coaches than it would have been otherwise. So I'm grateful for that.
Obviously, at that time, none of us knew the full effect of what was happening or what would happen. Was there a thought with you and maybe discussions with your family about, should I go south to San Diego or stay home?
Yeah, actually, at the time I was considering, like, is this the best decision? Because like you said, at the time, no one really knew what was going on. And we're getting like reports and like suggestions from the CDC and, you know, on and on and on. And so really considering, like, is this the best thing for me, was a topic of conversation within my family. But ultimately, I did end up coming, and I think it was the best decision ever because it's something I had worked for my whole life, and it's something I'm very grateful to have been a part of. So yeah.
When you got here that fall and things were obviously different and we were all going through it, how did you develop that bond with your teammates, right? And you're new to college, which is in and of itself a big undertaking. And by the way, there's socially distanced and there's class online and there's wearing masks, even outdoors, all kinds of things that were unfathomable, you know, a year prior.
It was a very ominous time at UCSD. Pretty much only the athletes were living on campus that time. And I lived in a room by myself and I shared a suite with one of my teammates. And I think that being alone on campus with my freshman class at the time was a very strong bonding experience. We spent like all our time together. And like you said, there was a lot of restrictions going on, so there wasn't really much else to do except spend time with each other and play softball. So I think that was a very grounding part of my career. And it taught me a lot about, you know, becoming close to your teammates and how important that foundation really is.
Looking back, what were those practices like when you were able to be on the field at that time?
They were pretty different. We did have to wear masks outdoors, like all the time. We had to submit a little symptom screener every morning and show our coaches like on the way in. And it was intense. We got a lot of COVID tests, I'm sure. Like, we had a schedule we had to follow, and we would literally sanitize every single ball at the end of practice. So there was a lot of extra things that we went through, but it was all worth it.
That spring of 2021, getting out onto the field as a Division I athlete, what was that like for you?
It felt unreal, because at the time, with everything COVID and the previous season being canceled, I really didn't know if the season was going to ever come or if it was going to kind of fall through. So at the time, it definitely felt unreal. It was kind of everything that I had worked for growing up. And despite like being in a somewhat like not ideal circumstance due to COVID and everything, it was very exciting for me. It was a very special time.
Do you remember your very first at bat and what was going through your mind?
I do remember it generally. I think I was probably scared out of my mind. Like, I was like, oh my God, this is like a whole new ball game. Like, I did experience, I'm sure, some level of like imposter syndrome at the time, and I had to get used to adjusting to playing at the college level. But yeah, that first game and first start that I had was very exciting.
But you had a very strong freshman season competitively. Did you feel like there was a point where things clicked, or maybe it was more of the mental hurdle of, I can do this, I am capable of playing at this level?
Yeah, I think a lot of it was hopping over that mental hurdle for me. Like, the first few games I had, I didn't perform the way I wanted to, especially at the plate. So I think coming to terms with the fact that I am playing at a whole nother level, and to give myself grace in that and just allow myself to ball out and have fun and be competitive was really like a very freeing moment for me. So once I was able to kind of get over that mental hurdle, I think the rest of my freshman season went a lot better, went the way that I hoped it to.
You're majoring in math, computer science. Why that major, and what does that mean to somebody like me who doesn't know what that means, but it sounds really hard?
So I was trying to decide between studying math and computer science in high school when I decided that I was going to go to UCSD. I noticed that they did have a joint math and computer science program. So that was something that really drew me towards the school, was that I didn't have to really make that decision. I'm someone who is very indecisive, and the thought of making like a life-changing decision like that was like my worst nightmare. So I was like, perfect, I can just do both of them. And yeah, I really enjoyed it. It is a joint major in the math department where you learn all the foundations of math, but really get a hands-on feel on computer science and how a lot of these mathematical foundations are applied in the computer science field.
Academically, what was the adjustment like for you coming to college, and again during COVID, and playing softball and all of those things?
Yeah, adjusting to college academically was a big challenge for me, as high school was just not quite at the same academic intensity as high school was, especially coming out of COVID and having a lot of my senior year be online. Moving to college academics was a challenge. I really had to learn how to time manage, especially considering the demanding schedule of softball balanced on top of my academics. That definitely took some time to adjust, but with some good advice from like my older teammates and the resources here at UCSD, as well as my coaches and all that, I was able to eventually get on the right track and complete out my major as I had hoped. So that is something I take pride in, because it was a difficult journey.
It definitely takes time for people to kind of find their rhythm and find their way. So for you, what works? How do you stay organized and keep everything on track?
Yeah, for me, I think a big thing is just utilizing my time. I mean, it sounds simple, but with having softball and a lot of my schedule out of my control, utilizing little pockets of time throughout the day and throughout the week, whether I may be traveling at home or just having a normal day off, it's very important for me to stay on top of things, do things in advance, and really try my best not to procrastinate.
So where does your interest in computer science and math come from?
Yeah, my father is a software engineer. So when I was in high school, going into my sophomore year, he convinced me to take like an introduction to computer science class. So that was my first step in that direction. And from there, I took two more AP computer science classes in high school. And I found that I had another kind of natural app to that. So that was something I was drawn to for that reason. And likewise in mathematics, I was always kind of on the accelerated math programs through middle school and high school. And it was something that just clicked for me. So being able to utilize both of those for like each other, and they see the way that they build off each other, has been something that has been very interesting to me and has been fun to learn more about in college.
Are there parallels between your academic track and the sport you play in terms of whether it's preparation or mental challenge that you must overcome, those kinds of things?
That's a good question. Yeah, I think in math and computer science, a lot of times you have like a very daunting question, especially as I got further along in my classes and everything became more and more foreign. I was like, wow, this seems impossible. And so that's something that I learned. You just have to go bit by bit, take one step at a time. Similarly, I think in college athletics, a season is very long, especially in softball. We play anywhere from 50 to almost 60 games. So a season can be a very daunting thing. So just learning to take these games day by day, practices day by day, and just chip away at it, I think is a good parallel that I've learned to utilize.
That was a good answer. That was a really good answer. I mean, an appropriate one could have been, nah, dude, there's not one at all. But that was great. So as we begin to wind down your time as a Triton, how much reflecting have you done? Are you one of those people who, you know, this is the last time I'm going to go here or do this or whatever? Or do you just live in the moment, or where do you fall on that spectrum?
I try to just live in the moment, but I have entered this year with the mindset that I really do want to just enjoy every last moment I have and really soak everything all in. I am so grateful to have my fellow senior class, and we all talk about it every day, like how much closer we're getting to senior night, how like this is our last this is our last that. So I have been reflecting, but simultaneously trying to live in the moment and not oversee the future.
Our guest on TritonCast this week is Dina Peterson from softball. So you mentioned senior day, which is coming up this weekend. What are some of your favorite memories with the softball team and or on the field during your time as a Triton?
Yeah, my sophomore year, we got to go to the NISC, which is like a postseason tournament. It was in Colorado that year, and that was a really special trip for me and my whole team that year. As I came in, we were starting the beginning of the transition to D1. And so a big motto I have felt my entire time playing here is that we want to prove that we belong in this division, in this conference. So that felt like a very significant moment in proving that we did indeed belong in this division and conference, and that we had like made it in a sense. So that was very special. The trip was a lot of fun, and yeah.
What about individually? Is there a game or an at-bat or a play you made defensively or anything that stands out for you that you were maybe either in the moment or maybe the next morning, you're like, wow, that was pretty good?
My first actual hit in my college career was a home run. So that was exciting for me because that was another moment of like, do I belong here? Like, I think I had like struck out or something in one of my previous at-bats, and I was kind of getting thoughts of doubt and like anxiety. So having that first hit be a home run really solidified it for me that I was indeed in the right spot and I did belong here. So that was a very pivotal moment.
What was that home run trot like?
It literally felt unreal. Like, it was one of those swings where I hit the ball and I basically didn't feel it, which is always the best. And then you pretty much just know. So that's probably a feeling I won't forget.
Is there a video of it? Like someone in the stands with a cell phone or something? Do you have that somewhere?
Yeah, it was on ESPN. So I think it's clipped and somewhere is floating on the internet, I'm sure.
Got it. We'll have to try to find that on Twitter. That's pretty cool.
Thank you.
What about academically? So again, you'll be graduating with this math computer science degree in a month, or at least as far as I know, you'll be graduating in a month. What's next for you? What do you plan to do long term, or what do you want to do?
Yeah, so coming out of college, I hope to get a job in software engineering. I do eventually want to circle back to sports, and I think it would be really interesting to start a career in like sports analytics or something along those lines. I think I've realized as my softball career is coming to a close that I'm not quite ready to step away from sports. So I do want to circle back to that in the future. I think it would be a great marriage of my two passions that I've had all throughout college. But I hope that one day I can come back to sports.
Will you be back in the Bay Area, or are you open to elsewhere? Or?
Yeah, I will most likely be back in the Bay Area. I would be open to living back in San Diego at some point in my life, but not quite immediately after I graduate.
Got it. And I know your family is up north. Do they get to see you play in person much, or have they gotten to, past tense?
They do their best to come and see me. My parents, they both work, so they come when they can. This past year, since they knew it was my last, they've made an extra effort and they've been at a lot of my games, which I'm extremely grateful for. Northern California, it's relatively not too far. So it's nice that they are able to make it without it being like an extreme journey. But yeah, they do a great job of making sure that I'm always feeling supported. And even when they don't show up, they always let me know that they're watching my games on ESPN.
What about senior day? Will that be emotional for you in the moment?
I'm sure that I will be a mess. I have been like thinking about it, and I already know that I'm going to be very emotional, and I'm sure the rest of my team will be as well. We have been like a very tight knit group, especially everyone in my class that's graduating. So it'll be a sad time, but I'm excited.
It's a big group, but it's also pioneering, right? Like leading the program through the Division I transition into the back end of it.
Yeah, that was another key point that I thought was that drew me to UC San Diego, was the coaches like emphasizing that I would be able to be a part of that first class that would see the team through the Division I transition. So you always want to leave a program better than the way that you arrived to it. So I've done my best to, leave a legacy in that sense.
That's amazing, Dina. We're chatting with Dina Peterson, softball on Triton Cast this week. You ready for some quick picks?
Yes.
Good. That's the only answer for that. All right. Beach or mountains?
Beach. I have always loved the beach, hence why I ended up at UC San Diego, honestly.
All right. Well, that probably answers this next one, but I'm required to ask it. Indoors or outdoors?
Outdoors. I love, like, again, the beach and just being outdoors, the sun. I think, again, San Diego's a great place to be outdoors.
Ocean or pool?
Ocean. I think the ocean is very healing and it's a very centering place for me to be.
Sunrise or sunset?
Sunset. I think they're both beautiful, but I am more of a night person, so I'm usually not awake for the sunrise.
Shopping in store or online?
I am more of an in-store type of gal. I like to make sure everything fits. And I think the experience of shopping is most of the reason that I love shopping.
Reading or writing?
I'll say writing, but kind of neither. I'm a math person, as we know, but yeah, I'm not a great reader, and writing is close to behind in second to last place for that one.
Totally fair. I'm neither math nor science, so I get it. Favorite type of music?
I like oldies, and like old hip hop is probably my favorite genre.
What's your walk-up song?
My walk-up song's Regulator and Ambitions as a Writer.
And has that changed over your time?
They did change from my freshman to sophomore year. And then after that, once I settled in, they have been the same.
Got it. Okay. Podcasts or playlists?
Playlist.
What gets you ready for a game?
A good breakfast and listening to music that will get me in the right headspace.
I mean, do you have a specific pregame playlist, or does it just depend on your mood that day?
It honestly depends on my mood that day. Sometimes if I have like, if I'm too amped up, I'll try to go for some chill vibes. Or if I'm, you know, a little tired and not quite ready, I got to get myself amped up.
Phone calls or texts?
Phone calls. I think it's just a little more, I don't know. Yeah, I don't really have a just answer on that one.
Dreamer or realist?
That's a tough one. I would like to say dreamer, but I am a very logically thinking person. So I try to have a balance of still having dreams and wanting things and having aspirations in my life, but still like utilizing my logical side.
I guess that falls in line with your academic pursuits.
Yeah.
Dogs or cats?
Dogs. I had a dog growing up and he's about 15 years old now. He's a cutie.
Singing or dancing?
Dancing. I'm not very good at either, but I do enjoy dancing a little bit more.
Respect that. What's one thing about you that would surprise even your friends? We're going for the big reveal here.
I know, that's a tough. I don't even, the fact that I don't drink a lot of water surprises my friends and everyone around me constantly.
All right. Well, we'll transition into the food portion of the podcast. What's your favorite food?
Burritos. I love a good burrito.
What's inside?
The ideal burrito for me is probably a carne asada burrito with everything. I love onions, cilantro, rice, guac. A good like burrito will always get me in the right mood.
Favorite pizza topping?
I'll go with the classic pepperoni. I think you can have a good pepperoni pizza without anything on it and it'll still hit.
Peanut butter, creamy or crunchy?
I'm a crunchy type of gal. I like having a texture component to my peanut butter.
We talked about not being a morning person. Respect that. But French toast, pancakes, or waffles?
Ooh, probably pancakes. My dad is a big breakfast guy, and he makes really good pancakes. So that's nostalgic for me, but also delicious.
Yeah, for sure. What's your favorite flavor of ice cream?
Probably coffee recently. I'm a big coffee girl and I like that coffee ice cream isn't overly sweet.
Cup or cone?
Cup, usually. I don't like the mess that a melted ice cream cone often leaves me with.
Doesn't that mean you just have to eat it faster?
Yeah, I'm not quite speedy enough in the ice cream eating skills.
Which one of your teammates, current or any time as a Triton, is or was the best cook?
My roommate, Mariah, she's a very good cook and she has taught me a lot about cooking since living with her. So that has been a blessing as well.
What's her go-to or what's her specialty?
Oh, that's a good question. She's honestly pretty well-versed in cooking.
Okay. I'm trying to get you in trouble here. Which one of your teammates thinks they're the funniest?
A lot of them probably think they're the funniest, but I'll say Mariah and Riley, they are very funny. And I'm sure they would also claim to be the funniest.
So if you had to choose, who is the funniest?
I think it's a tie between them. They both crack me up like on a daily basis.
All right. If you could play, well, I guess past tense, if you could have played one other sport as a Triton for one day, what would you pick?
I think playing or competing in track would be interesting, because I always wonder how my life would have been if I decided to play track instead of softball.
What were your events?
I competed in the 400, 200, and 100 in high school. And I think that I would maybe lean more towards the 200 and 400 now.
Got it. So you're a runner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me and Morgan is my other speedster on the team. We both talk about how it would be if we ever tried running track and how that would go.
Who's faster?
That's a good question. She's faster off the block, but I pick up speed. So we kind of balance each other out.
Gotcha. So if there's some distance involved, you got a shot.
I do have a shot. But if it's straight off the block, she'll get me every time.
So is she more likely to steal a base than you?
Yeah, she is more likely to steal a base than me.
But you're right there.
Yeah, not. It's we're both up there, though, so it's good.
Well, Dina, thanks for the time. Enjoy this weekend and congratulations.
Thank you so much.
That was so much fun. Big thanks to Dina for that conversation. Triton Softball wraps up its season this weekend with a Big West series against Cal Poly. Following Saturday's game, Dina and her four senior classmates will be honored. Well, be sure you're subscribed to TritonCast on your favorite podcasting platform so you don't miss a moment. New episodes of TritonCast premiere on Wednesdays. Thanks for listening to the show this week, and don't forget, you can find us on all of your favorite podcast platforms by searching TritonCast wherever you get your pods. And a reminder, you can listen to any of our 95 episodes anytime you want on demand. Just visit ucsdtritons.com/podcasts. For more on TritonCast, follow us on X at TritonCast, and if you have a suggestion for a future guest, send us a tweet or email us. The email is TritonCast@ucsd.edu. We'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to TritonCast. TritonCast is a production of UC San Diego Athletics Communications. Please subscribe, rate, and review this podcast on your platform of choice. If you have show questions or comments or suggestions for future guests, email us at TritonCast@ucsd.edu. You can also follow the show on Twitter @TritonCast.